It's time for our Friday Majestic movie review with Eddie. How are you this morning, mate?
Good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Today we're looking at an Aussie film. It's called The Dry. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
So you've heard some stories about me.
I've heard some.
You have personal history with the girl who died in a river 20 years ago.
There's a connection between the deaths.
It's pigs.
This has got nothing to do with me.
Grant. Don't say my name like you know me. You don't know me.
Jamie Sullivan, he's lying. He wasn't with his nan.
You think you're going to get the truth in a town like this? When you've been lying about something for so long, it becomes second nature.
Where were you that afternoon?
Why would I lie?
Because Luke asked you to.
So that's The Dry, starring Australia's own Eric Banner. In fact, it's quite the homegrown event. What do you think of this one, Eddie?
Put simply, first up, it's really good to actually see a quality Australian film come out in the cinemas. I mean, a lot of Australian films do come out to the cinemas, but some of them are a little bit low quality. Often they're comedies, but fantastic to see director Robert Connolly adapt Jane Harper's really quite intense thriller/drama, The Dry, for the big screen. And I know the screening that I was in at the cinema was a packed house, as much as you can with COVID restrictions, and it's been a really big success for an Australian product that does have, yeah, homegrown talent like someone like Eric Banner, yeah, jumping on board and delivering a really quality project that's homegrown and has that local vibe.
What's the story?
Yeah, so look, this story focuses on a small Victorian rural town up near the Wimmera region, so a couple of hours out there from Melbourne and kind of towards Ballarat region. And it's focused on Eric Banner, who is now a federal police officer, Aaron Falk, and he returns home to his small hometown of Kura to go to the funeral of one of his best friends. And when he goes back home, you start to find out a few secrets from the past slash a bit of mystery surrounding Luke's death, who was supposedly a murder-suicide. And Aaron Falk, as is the case with these type of things, gets involved in an investigation and things kind of ramp up from there. So somewhat familiar in story and probably themes in some way, but look, the local Australian setting and the capturing of a small rural town there in Victoria is done fantastically by Connolly and gives the film a really fresh and interesting vibe.
It's an interesting name, The Dry. How does that relate to the story?
Yeah, so quite literally it revolves around the fact that this small town is going through a significant drought, so you've got this really sunburnt landscape where there's people out there trying to make a living on the farms and harvesting things like wheat and things out there. But, you know, the harsh surrounds of no rain certainly makes people on edge, and their livelihoods are probably really at the point where it's many more months of these type of droughts would actually send them completely broke. So there's a lot of tension in the town, not only from past occurrences and recent occurrences, but due to the fact of the way of life out there is certainly not easy.
Well, something that we can certainly find parallels with here in the Hunter Valley, although we have had a bit more rain of recent times. A lot of great Australian films are ensemble pieces. Is this the case here, or is it really Eric Banner out front?
Yeah, look, it's got some solid little supporting terms, but I must admit that I think Eric Banner here really gets probably the best cinematic work he's had in a long time, and this is his first Australian film role since Romulus, My Father, which was kind of in the mid-2000s there. So it's been a long time since Eric Banner really got on board a local production where he was in a narrative film, so it was really good to see him. He's in virtually every scene of the film, really, so great to see him. And it's got a few other recognisable faces like Matt Nable and James Freshville from The Animal Kingdom, and also John Paulson, who probably more famous now for directing, but it's his first role in a film, I think, in over about 20 years. And a few people have actually spoken to me about the film, very supportive of it and very happy with what they saw. And speaking to them, I actually felt like it had quite similar vibes to a film like, you know, Wake in Fright, the Australian classic, and even, although it's a totally different film, Red Dog, in the way it captures that Australian lifestyle and characters. So it does a great job of capturing what makes Australia so unique.
All right, so what is your rating for The Dry?
It's a really solid film, one that's worth a big screen treatment thanks to the way it's filmed, and I've got some really great cinematic moments. It's 3.5 TripAdvisor reviews out of 5 for me.
All right, that is The Dry, and that is Eddie's Majestic Movie Review. The good news is you can see that one at cinemas. It's nice to be able to get back into the cinema, mate.
Absolutely it is, and it's a really good time for us all to get around and support some local Australian productions while the Hollywood film plate is a little bit lighter than usual. So it's a nice opportunity to support local and encourage the local industry to keep going.
Good on you, Eddie. We'll speak again next week.
No problems at all, Andrew. See you then.